Acts chapter 5. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a piece of property and put aside for himself some of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it. And he brought some part of it and laid it at the feet of the apostles. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to deceive the Holy Spirit, and to put aside for yourself some of the proceeds of the land? While it remained, was it not your own? And when it was sold, was it not under your authority? Why is it that you have contrived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. And when Ananias heard these words, he fell down and expired. And great fear came upon all those who heard this. And the young men arose, and wrapped him up, and carrying him out, they buried him. And it happened that after an interval of about 3 hours, his wife, not knowing what had happened, came in. And Peter answered her, Tell me whether you have sold the land for this much. And she said, Yes, for this much. And Peter said to her, Why is it that it was agreed between you two to test the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. And she fell down instantly at his feet and expired. And the young men came in and found her dead. And carrying her out, they buried her with her husband. And great fear came upon the whole church, and upon all those who heard these things. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders took place among the people, and they were all with one accord in the portico of Solomon. And none of the rest dared to join themselves to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were all the more being added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they even carried the sick out into the streets and placed them on cots and mats, in order that when Peter came, at least his shadow might overshadow some of them. And the multitude from the cities surrounding Jerusalem also came together, carrying the sick, and those troubled by unclean spirits, for such ones were all being healed. And the high priest and all those with him, the local sect of the Sadducees, rose up and were filled with jealousy. And they laid their hands on the apostles and put them in public custody. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison and, leading them out, said, Go and stand in the temple, and speak to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard this, they entered about daybreak into the temple and began to teach. And the high priest and those with him came up and called together the Sanhedrin, even all the council of elders of the sons of Israel, and sent men to the prison for them to be brought. But when the officers arrived, they did not find them in the prison, and they returned and reported, saying, The prison we found locked with all security, and the guards standing at the doors. But when we opened the doors, we found no one inside. Now when they heard these words, both the captain of the temple and the chief priest were utterly perplexed concerning them as to what this would come to. And someone came up and reported to them, Behold, the men whom you put in the prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Then the captain with the officers went away and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they would be stoned. And having brought them, they stood them in the Sanhedrin, and the high priest questioned them, saying, We strictly charged you not to teach based upon this name. And behold, You have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. But Peter and the apostles answered and said, It is necessary to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers has raised Jesus, whom you slew by hanging him on a tree. This one God has exalted to his right hand as leader and Savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. But when they heard this, they were exasperated and intended to do away with them. But a certain Pharisee in the Sanhedrin, named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, honored by all the people, stood up and commanded that they put the men outside for a little while. And he said to them, Men of Israel, take heed to yourselves with regard to these men in what you are about to do. For before these days, Thutis rose up, saying that he was somebody, with whom a number of men, about 400, took sides. And he was done away with, and all who were persuaded by him were dispersed and came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean rose up in the days of the enrollment and drew away a group of people after him. And that man perished, and all who were persuaded by him were scattered. And now I say to you, withdraw from these men and leave them alone, for should this counsel or this work be of men, it will be overthrown. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them, lest you be found to be even fighters against God. And they were persuaded by him, and having called the apostles to them, they beat them and charged them not to speak based upon the name of Jesus, and they released them. So they went from the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to be dishonored on behalf of the name. And every day, in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and announcing the gospel of Jesus as the Christ.